Good evening.
I'll bring you one.
I'd like to call to order this meeting of our board. The first item on our agenda tonight is the prayer and pledge. Ms. Rowletter, will you lead us in our prayer and pledge?
Please join me in prayer. Dear God, we thank you for every child and every chance we have to help children achieve their maximum potential. We thank you for the administrators, teachers, and staff who work as a team for the success of every student. Bless our work tonight so that what we do and what we say impacts the employees, children, and families in positive ways. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Ms. Rowletter. Also want to say thank you to Ms. Bush for the beautiful flowers we have tonight. And what you guys can't see is we also have chocolate rabbits in celebration of the season. That was Mr. Bush's doing, so thank you so much. We always love to see that. And thank you to all our visitors that we have. The second item on our agenda tonight is the adoption of the consent calendar.
Motion to accept.
I have a motion to accept the consent calendar.
Second.
Seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of approval, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The consent calendar is adopted. Our next item on the agenda tonight is the appearance of visitors. We have one visitor here to speak with us tonight, Mr. Ted Hendry. Mr. Hendry? You have 3 minutes, I should tell you, and if you don't finish in 3 minutes, Ms. Bush is going to have a beeping sound over here on you. But
okay, great.
Thank you. We're glad you're here.
Thanks. I'm Ted Hendry, president of the United Way of Greenville County, and thanks so much for the opportunity to come share some words of celebration for the outstanding leadership of Greenville County Schools in impacting the lives of students and their families and so many others in very meaningful ways. First, I want to recognize the employees of Greenville County Schools for their extraordinary giving through the annual United Way campaign. For many years, district employees have been leaders in giving, but let me quantify that for you. Greenville County Schools is the 44th largest school district in the nation, and they are 8th in United Way giving in the country. Congratulations.
Awesome.
In total, district employees contributed more than $620,000 last year, making Greenville County Schools one of the top 5 campaigns in our community. When you translate dollars raised into lives changed, the impact of school district employees is huge and contributes greatly to our ability to help create a cycle of success for everyone in Greenville County, where all children are ready for success in school and go on to graduate, get good jobs, and raise stable families, because children from stable families start school ready for success, and the cycle continues. Secondly, I want to recognize just one of many ways we partner with Greenville County Schools around our cycle of success. On Track is a powerful example of what can happen when we partner together. Thank you to the school board, Dr. Royster, district administration, and the leaders, teachers, and staff of Berea, Lakeview, and Tanglewood Middle Schools, as well as Early College, for getting behind On Track. The collaborative nature of On Track has resulted in supporting hundreds of struggling students and their families in very positive ways. The early warning and response system provides response teams the data necessary to support students in timely and effective ways, increasing academic achievement and improving the social and emotional needs of students through our partners, public education partners, communities and schools, Greenville Health System, school-based health center, Bell, and Greenville County Schools, teen leadership and mental health programs. The continued collaboration around On Track Greenville will be imperative for long-term impact. We value the collaborative leadership of the district and look forward to many years of making a difference in partnership with you. The district's role in achieving academic outcomes for all students and supporting a broader network of services through the United Way makes a world of difference. And I just wanted to take a few minutes to celebrate the work of the Greenville County Schools, its leadership, teachers, and staff. You're exceptional, and our community extends its sincerest thanks.
Mr. Hendry, I'd just like to say on behalf of the school board, we appreciate the effort of United Way in helping us and partnering with us, because it really has been a really collaborative partnership, and we have seen evidence not only in those schools of what a success it can be in helping students, but ripples of that across the district. So we value your partnership in the community and what you do for us. So thank you. So now we're going to move on to item 4.01, the superintendent's report. Dr. Royster.
Thank you, Ms. Wells. Good evening.
Good evening.
My report tonight will be brief, but I hope meaningful, but really in sort of three parts. One, I would like to echo Ms. Wells' comments and extend my appreciation on behalf of the administration to the United Way and all those partners with whom we are working, not only in this on-track initiative, but with initiatives throughout our district. As you've heard us describe before, we best do what we do when we can perform it in partnership with the community, with the home, with the private sector, and with the public sector. And the on-track to which Ted refers, that initiative, is a shining example of that kind of partnership in enhancing the work that we're able to do. And most recently, you all saw an example earlier, actually at a Cal presentation. GC Source grew out of the early warning system that Mr. Hendry referred to in his comments. GC Source is our district-wide manner in which we are rolling out that early warning system that ultimately benefits all students in Greenville County, not just those in the targeted population, much as we hope that the other initiatives contained within OnTrack will benefit students throughout our county, not just the ones in the targeted area. And I think all of us are aware that, but this is a good opportunity to reflect upon one of the hallmarks of Greenville as a community, and us as a entity within that community, is that hallmark of public-private partnership. And this is a shining example of the effectiveness of that public-private partnership. So I appreciate Mr. Henry's comments tonight, bringing that to the forefront and reminding us of the importance of those initiatives that we undertake with others. The second part of my superintendent's report, one of the things that always, I think, gives all of us a great deal of pleasure and pride, we get the opportunity to recognize new leaders to our district. And on the consent calendar, a number of personnel were approved, but we do like to take the opportunity to recognize those at principal, administrative level, and the district administrative level. And tonight we have several new principals that we want to recognize. And I want to start with our latest appointment to a career center and recognize Dr. Lee Green. Dr. Green comes to us as director of the Chester County Career Center and will become the director of the Donaldson Career Center. We are most pleased to have Dr. Green with us. He has an excellent resume and track record where he is, and we know that spells great things ahead for our district and particularly for the Donaldson Career Center. Dr. Green, congratulations and welcome. Next, I'd like to recognize our appointment to principal at Ralph Chandler Middle School as a promotion from within the district. Currently the assistant principal at Fisher Middle, Mr. Jeff Jenkins. Jeff, I believe you have your family, your wife with you, your mom, you have your family with you. We're glad to have them as well. And we congratulate you on your new appointment, first time principalship. And we look forward to the excellent leadership we know that you will provide to the Ralph Chandler School community. Next, I'd like to recognize another newly appointed Career Center Director, Branna Myers. Branna is here. I believe she has her husband with her. He's he to the row behind? I'm not sure if he's on the row behind you or beside you. I see him back there. We congratulate you, Brianna, on your promotion. Many of you know Brianna. She has been in the district in a number of capacities, and very uniquely having served at the elementary, middle, high school, and career center level, and not many people have that broad base of experience. But we know that broad base of experience speaks well to the job that she will do for us in providing leadership at NRE Career Center. So we congratulate you and look forward to your leadership there. The last person we'd like to recognize, though we would, I think, like to consider her from being within the county because she spent considerable time in Greenville County Schools prior to serving at the Center for Teacher Recruitment at Winthrop, the State Center for Teacher Recruitment, and currently serving as an assistant principal at Roebuck Elementary in Spartanburg District 6. I'd like to introduce to you Brett Vaughn. Brett will become the new principal at Stone Academy, and having served there in prior years before leaving the district as the instructional coach at Stone. So very familiar with Stone Academy and well qualified to lead them to the next level. So Brett, congratulations to you on your first principalship, and we look forward to your leadership at Stone. I've got one last quick segment. I don't know that anybody needs a reminder that this is an extremely busy time of the year. But I thought I was advancing this, but I'm not. Okay.
I think you have a USB port.
Oh, okay.
You pointed at me and clicked.
This is just a prop. Yeah, then that's what we're doing. Do I just point it at you when I want to? Okay. Clearly, it's very busy. I don't think anybody needs to be reminded that we don't have school for students or teachers on Friday. That was a snow makeup day, and fortunately, we did not have to use that day. And then we go into spring break, and then we begin the action-packed end of the year. You see some end-of-the-year events there. You see the recognition events that we have, and extremely important to all of us, I think, throughout the district is our Salute to Education, where we have the opportunity to recognize students and employees from throughout various aspects of the district. A great event. I hope that all of you will be able to be in attendance there, that we take this time to recognize the achievement of our students and the accomplishments of our employees. We also, I'm pointing this at you, want to recognize in this time of the year those individuals who are choosing to take that next step and retire. After many years of service, you'll see there our retirement banquet, May the 26th. We hope that, again, that you'll be able to join us as we reflect upon and recognize the contributions of many individuals and the years of service that they've given to students in our district throughout our organization. Then, you know, the ever popular budget meetings, and you'll see a full slate of those. Woo-hoo. As you know, we begin administratively working on the budget in January and February, and as the time approaches for your work session, which the work session for the budget is scheduled April the 28th, the frequency with which we meet at the district level and begin to pull information together for that first meeting, the frequency increases, and the sometimes length of those meetings may increase a little bit so that we can have the best information possible. And as you all know, a lot of that is driven by where the legislature is in their process, because so much of what we do, so much of what you all do, is dependent on the state funding. It is also the testing season. And you will see there the numerous tests that we give and administer through various grade levels throughout the district and the times and dates of those tests. So that's always an important thing to keep in mind amongst all the other activities that are occurring in schools. As you all know, spring seeing, I would hesitate to say how many years. I want to say more than 30 years. Spring Sing has been an annual event showcasing the musical ability of some of our younger students. And then all those things of which you all are intimately familiar at almost every school in the district, some occurring only at high schools, but some of those things occurring at every school, at every level. There's something literally that you could go to every night of the week from now until the end of school. And we know that everybody has a busy schedule, but we certainly hope that you'll be able to attend some representative number of those things as your schedule permits. But a great time during the year where we're recognizing the culmination of so many things and so many of these activities extremely important to our students, to our communities, and to our schools. But leading into that most important activity, and that is the culmination of what we all do and what we have done with our students for some 13 years in many cases, and 14 years and 15 years in some other cases, depending on the student, graduation. The culminating, the capstone event of student careers and of our work with the students in our charge. Lifelong learning, May the 25th. You see the high school graduations there. Again, this year, over a three-day period at two different locations. And you have all this. If you don't already have it, you'll be getting it in the next few weeks as reminders. But simply said tonight, to put forth to us a reminder of not just the busyness of the spring, but of those important capstone events and various aspects of what we do, ultimately leading to graduation for our students and the culmination of all the hard work that we talk about in the Committee of the Whole meeting, that you all discuss in the board meetings, and really that last couple of slides, the culmination of your efforts, your policies, your funding, and your expectations that you establish for all of us. So I think it's a good time to take a few minutes to reflect back on the importance of those things, schedule those that you can, and as I know you always do, you support our schools by your presence, not only here, more importantly, at their events, their activities, and at those milestone events for our students. That is extremely time consuming. I'm sure there are folks out there tonight that are probably here because it's a class requirement. They will see the culmination of all the work that you all put in at the Committee of the Whole, which generally lasts a good bit longer than the board meeting. They'll see the results of that tonight, but what they often don't see are the countless hours that you all spend in support of our programs, but more importantly, in support of our students and our employees at all these other events that recognize those milestone and capstone events. So I thank you for your support, and that concludes the superintendent's report tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Royster. Well, it's good we've got spring break coming up, because that made me tired just thinking about all the events we have. I think the only one we might not want to put at the top of our list for attending are the proms. I'm thinking that they probably don't want the board members showing up at the proms, but be happy to see us everywhere else.
I think we should just choose one and all go to it.
Just don't go to the Woodmont, okay? Thank you. We're going to move on now to our action items for the evening.
Madam Chairperson.
Mr. Sutton.
May I make a comment?
Yes, sir, you may.
It's always nice to recognize a former board member, Ms. Tommy Rees. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Mr. Sutton. I wonder when she came in if she actually started to come up behind the dais and take a seat.
I was going to give up my seat.
Yeah, yeah. 18 years, is that right? It was 18 years on the board. That would be a hard habit to break, I guess. It's a welcome. So our first item, action item tonight, is the Long Range Facilities Plan, CIP. We have a recommended motion from the Committee of the Whole to approve the 2016 Long Range Facilities Plan and Capital Improvement Plan, with the caveat that funding option one be implemented in order to move forward to 2020, the completion of the Fine Arts Center addition and the building of an environmental science building at the Roper Mountain Science Center.
Madam Chair.
Coming from the committee, it doesn't need a second, but is there any discussion? Ms. Grayson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to make a substitute motion to approve the 2016 Long Range Facilities Plan and Capital Improvement Plan, moving forward to 2020, the completion of an environmental science building at the Roper Mountain Science Center, and deferring inclusion of the Fine Arts Center addition until additional information is provided by the administration to the board.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a duly seconded. Is there any discussion on the substitute motion? Mr. Meek?
Could I hear that one more time?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
My substitute motion is to approve the 2016 Long Range Facilities Plan and Capital Improvement Plan, moving forward to 2020, the completion of an Environmental Science Center building at the Roper Mountain Science Center, and deferring inclusion of the Fine Arts Center addition until additional information is provided to the by the administration to the board.
And Mr. Meek, it's on the screen if you'd like to look at it.
No, I got it.
Okay. Is that it for now? Are you?
The only question I have is, you put no time limit in the amendment. When are we looking forward to that? When will it be back, or when do you want the administration to bring it back, and so on? Or when can the administration bring it back?
Okay, so you'd like to address that to the administration?
Sure.
That question.
Mr. Meek, given the crowded calendar between now and the end of the year, it would not be our intention to bring it back to the next couple of meetings. We think the critical timeline on this, as we discussed in the Committee of the Whole, really is next summer, as far as approval of things other than what you have already approved, if you approve this motion or if you approve the previous motion. I think we can bring forward information to the board the August meeting, September meeting, perhaps even earlier than that.
So this fall?
Yes, sir. We would be ready to bring that forward. It could wait as long as the long-range facility plan, but we could bring the information back before that time, I think, without any problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Meek. Dr. O'Connor, I guess, did you raise your hand?
No.
Okay. All right. Mr. Saylor.
No, Mr. Meek handled my question. Thank you.
Well, okay. I might add to it, I didn't say it, with no negative impact to any timeline.
Okay. Is there any comments, discussion? Mr. Lewis.
I just wanted to share the enthusiasm I have for seconding this motion is that I believe that the Science Center has done an excellent job of preparing for us a long-range plan that shows the future direction for the Science Center. And I'm excited to support that work, and I'm certain that we'll have a similar type of plan regarding the Fine Arts Center that would allow us to look at its future plans before we approve any additional funds.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. Anyone else? All right, hearing no more discussion, the substitute motion is to approve the 2016 Long Range Facilities Plan and Capital Improvement Plan, moving forward to 2020, the completion of an environmental science building at the Roper Mountain Science Center, and deferring inclusion of the Fine Arts Center addition until additional information is provided by the administration to the board. All in favor of the... Can we have a roll call request?
Madam Chairman, this is on...
To make the substitute motion the main motion. Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Mr. Baxter?
Yes.
Mrs. Bush?
Yes.
Mrs. Grayson?
Yes.
Mrs. Levitas-Wells?
No.
Mr. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Meek?
Yes.
Mrs. Morrison-Fair?
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Rowletter?
Yes.
Mr. Sabins?
Yes.
Mr. Southern?
No.
Mrs. Wells?
Yes.
10 yes, 2 no.
Thank you. The motion passes. So now the substitute motion becomes the main motion on the floor. So is there any discussion on this motion as the main motion on the floor? Okay. Hearing none. I'll call for a vote. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
No.
The motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to action item 5.02, lease with Greenville Literacy. Again, we have a recommended motion from the Committee of the Whole to approve a lease agreement renewal with Greenville Literacy. Coming from the committee, it does not need a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item 5.03, lease with Greenville County Sheriff's Office. A recommended motion from the Committee of the Whole is to approve a lease agreement renewal with Greenville County Sheriff's Office. Coming from committee, a second is not required. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item 5.04, disposition of non-contiguous property at J.O. Mann High. The recommended motion from the Committee of the Whole is to approve the surplus of 1.36 plus or minus acres of property across from the J.O. Mann High School. Coming from the committee, a second is not required. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. That brings us to the conclusion of our action items. Moving on to item 6.01 for information, we have the Internal Auditing Services Project Status Report. Mr. Barber is here. Mr. Barber, do you have any comments?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. We're presenting our report for information, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Are there any questions about the auditing report for Mr. Barber tonight? All right, Mr. Barber, you sailed right through. Thank you for coming. Thank you for presenting. 7.01, committee or liaison reports. Do we have any committee or liaison reports tonight? Yeah? None? Dr. Oak? No, you don't have to report. I'm just asking. You had the opportunity. Okay. All right, so we're going to move on to the finance report. 8.01, the monthly finance report. Dr. Royster, would you like to speak to this item?
Thank you, Ms. Wells. Mr. Knotts is available and will be more than happy to answer any question you might have, but he does not have a, well, perhaps more than happy was an overstatement. He'll be glad to answer any questions that you might have, but he does not have a formal report tonight, nor any particular item to bring to your attention.
That's correct. Okay.
Are there any questions tonight on the finance report? Mr. Baxter.
I just want to make sure he understands I still have my list of 20 questions. I'm going to hold it for a proper time, but I'm still holding that 20 questions.
Thank you for holding that.
Was that 20 or 39?
Was it 39? Did you ask? You answered some already. Maybe answer some already. I still got those other 20.
All right. Is that it, Mr. Baxter? All right. Mr. Sailors.
Well, it would be somewhat self-serving for me to extend time any farther.
We are you trying to keep from breaking your record?
No. You haven't broken my record. It's something else. Madam Chairman, I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you for coming.
I thought you were going to say something about the police officer that lost his life.
You know, I thought about that too.